nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Patrick Timpone. How you doing? And this is OneRadioNetwork.com, Open Phone Friday. And it's good to be here with you. It's a beautiful day in Dripping Springs, as you can see the sunlight is coming in. And sorry, a little bit late this morning. I was up in the studio probably 6 o'clock, 3 hours ago, and you would think that, you know, I don't know. It's just, it doesn't matter. Well, we have a lot of things to talk about this morning. I hope you'll stick around as long as you'd like. That makes sense. Stick around as long as you like. Well, we got a few things we're going to talk about. One is about this idea that I've been thinking quite a lot about of late, and that is separation. Just the idea of separation, which is kind of cool, kind of fun stuff. Also, spiritual warfare. How to be involved in spiritual warfare without creating karma. My full Monty Marley Robbins kind of hair test, not hair test, but blood test thing came back. So I kind of mentioned that. And why zebras have stripes. Why zebras have stripes. Also, you're going to have a little chance to possibly read the current draft of our screenplay, Andy Goss's, Patrick's, and mine. Andy was a consultant on this screenplay. Without his input on the financial system, there's no way I could have written it. So I'm still downloading Andrew, so he's helping. So I always have to mention him. And so, you know, if you're interested in reading the draft, and I'd be interested in getting a couple of them out there to folks, even though you're friends that I don't know, and getting some real fun kind of feedback. Adam, if you're listening, good morning. I am going to get you, you've been on the list, you're going to get an updated copy probably sometime Sunday, and I'll be looking forward to getting your honest feedback. He's quite a film guy, and so anyway, yeah, it's pretty exciting to get this far along on it after so many years of not writing it, mostly thinking about it. And so we're going to also talk about that and the idea that I've learned from this experience that may help you. And if my little herbs quit falling off my... I bring all these things up here to take, and I still have nuts and stuff that I didn't eat. But if you'd like to be on the show, we are, I guess we've got, what, two this week and next week for you to get involved in the August extravaganza prize package. We have two things. This little pumpkin that's on sale, if you're going to win the drawing the 1st of September, the pine pollen. We love it. And also, whoops, two 1.5 gallons of aloe vera from Stockton Aloe One. So if you're drawn out in the beginning of September, open phones, we're going to send you those absolutely free. This is a really sneaky way of enticing more folks who have never called. Not that we don't want second-time callers and third-time, because you're always welcome. We just love talking to people on open phones. It's more fun than emails, but mostly do emails, and most of you are shy about calling, and I get it, so. 90% of you, anyway. So, first-time callers will get in the drawing. So if you'd like to call right now, get on in the drawing. get on in, as we say in Texas. Get on in here. Get on in here and get on in here. And it is 888-663-6386. 888-663-6386. The email would be patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Why would you call? Well, you call to talk about your life, have a question or a comment for moi, something that you heard that you'd like to discuss, or the only thing we try not to do is gossip about anybody, but if you do, well, that's okay, and we'll let you get away with it until we can't. This is great. Look at that. If you're on video here, you can see video on Facebook, YouTube, and also on our front page. If you're listening on audio right now, you might see the video stream up there. So if you want to do the video thing just for fun, and you can still go about your biz and clean house or whatever you do during the show, turn it up. Sharon makes this one. That's great. Beam me up, Scotty. Yeah, you got to love that one, man. I like that. So on we go. Open phone Friday, August the 21st. You know, I'm beginning to feel a bit more positive about this corona thing ending. Just kind of morphing into a more sooner than later thing. I was really thinking, looking at the financial world and everything, but I tell you, it's just really fascinating. Even with all of the censorship going on, and it is going on, as you know, that so much is still getting out there to a broad range of people. There's this film out there that the London Reel put out, that which was Dave Martin. He was one of the big stars in it. I won't even say the name, because UB2B and their AI trolls, you know, may hear it and delete this video. Isn't that crazy they were in that kind of a culture? But that's the way it is. And we still utilize the people that are doing censorship, YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, and I guess that's about it. Just because that's where all the people are. And we'd like to reach as many people as possible. So, you know, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Will there be a day when YouTube and Google and Facebook are second and third? No doubt about it. And I don't wish anyone ill will. I don't want Mr. Zuckerberg to lose his... $88 billion he has or something? He can afford it. I don't want him to do that. I don't wish anybody ill will. But I think that's the market will run its course. And Facebook someday will be like MySpace. Does MySpace even exist? I don't know. But they used to be the number one. It's just things go in cycles. So there was this study, Italy. And we put this on. It's pretty cool. These kind of things are what's leading me to believe that maybe sooner than later, this thing is going to just fade away from lack of participation. And I don't know how long the mainstream media can get away with. They're losing market share. So many people know that they're just not doing any kind of real reporting. It's just so obvious. But people that are really into watching television, which is most Americans, and that's all of them, including Fox and the movies. And Netflix and Amazon, and then all the, you know, Time, Newsweek, and New York Times, Huffington Report, Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg. They got them all. They own them all. You know, they own them all. Drudge, Drudge is he's a troll. He acts like, God love Drudge, he acts like he's this free-thinking guy, and he goes on Alex Jones. They got to Drudge, in my opinion. Anyway, that's all right. I mean, it's his life. But I think it'll hurt him in the long run. The president of the Italian Society of Anti-Infection Therapy. Sounds like a pretty good job. The Italian Society of Anti-Infection Therapy. Dr. Matteo Bassetti. Who is also the director of infectious diseases at the San Martino Hospital in Genoa. He told the Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera that an exclusive focus on new positive cases of coronavirus is misguided, since while increased testing reveals more cases, most of these people are healthy. Wednesday's official bulletin on the coronavirus in Italy registered 642 new cases, in quotes, in the past 24 hours, but that happened in large part because of vastly increased testing. And this, in my opinion, is going on worldwide, especially more socialist cities where they want to get more tests, because they want more cases, in my opinion, so they can, do mail-in ballots and the whole thing and get President Trump out of office. I mean, that's obvious. So, not that that's a bad thing. I mean, if I was a lefty, I'd probably be doing the same thing. Is it fair? Of course. All's fair in war and politics. Is it right? No. Is it ethical? No. Is it just? No. But it's politics. They do this. That's what they do. Italian healthcare personnel performed 71,000 tests, or almost 20,000 more tests than the day before. Wow. So people are still 20,000 more in one day in Italy alone. Dr. Bassetti said that the symptomatic cases of virus should be quarantined to avoid possible contagion. If you got symptoms, don't go out. But should not cause alarm, as if the virus were growing strength or threatening as a second wave. Don't think more cases mean there's more coming. He says that 90% or so of the new cases are asymptomatic. They don't have anything. They just tested positive. And we know that doesn't mean, that a word? Google, put that in your AI. Doesn't mean anything. So, I mean, and then with all the videos and the doctors coming out and, so many people. And this video that you should watch, and I'm sure you've seen it. Can I spell it? Probably. Plandemic. I think the real TV people in London put that up. Really well done. We just had to put a link on it because if we did a real link, they'd croak us. Yeah, you gotta be careful here. And I must have received about 6 or 7 emails, a link to that. So this thing is really getting out there. It's very well done. It's just, and it's not a tinfoil hat kind of you know, over the top conspiracy thing for the people promoting this, but it's really well done. And Dave Martin, who's been on the show I think 3 times, is very meticulous about what he says, how he says it, and how he presents it. And he was kind of like the star of this thing with presenting science and stuff. And you watch that, and it was like, you just rip off your mask, you know. Put a cool thing that received incredible amount of play on Facebook that I wrote a couple days ago. If I can pretend your mask works, you can pretend I'm wearing one. Almost 50 comments, almost the same shares, a couple hundred likes. It's really fun what people like on Facebook. Oh. Sharon put that video up about this lady who we're going to invite on the show. M-A-D-J, is that her? She put that up this morning. Facebook has already said it was contrary to popular claim on social media, RNA vaccines do not alter our DNA. Yeah, false. So Facebook said that's false. Can you still watch it? See link. Yeah, I guess she's still up there, I guess. M-A-D-E-J.
So what do you think about going from human 1.0 to human 2.0?
Okay, so you can still watch it. They just do a false thing, so that's fine. So if you'd like to see that after the show, her name is Dr. Carrie Madge. Yeah, so they just put a false fact check. All right. So I guess my current theory is this thing, I think it's going to lose steam. I think there's so many, there's a group, and we're going to get him on the show next week, a fellow up in Michigan. He's got a lot of people up there just all feisty about we don't want to wear a mask because there's no science. Danny Goss, who married Andrew Goss's daughter and liked the name so much, he changed his name to Goss. Isn't that cool? Yeah, he's got a whole group together that we're going to help spread the word about the mask thing. And so we'll see. You know, you just never know. But I guess there'll be a tipping point when different governors and mayors, well, mayors, no, they're so, God love them, you know, they're in the big city and they're so blue-pilled, they probably will never come out from under the covers. I'd like to see them, but I just don't see any hope for them. They're so deep in, you know, the Jim Jones Kool-Aid thing. I don't think they'll ever come out. But the governors, like our governor in Texas, Governor Abbott, we still haven't figured out why he took the blue pill. Maybe somebody had something on him. And because he's been real hardcore about the masks, and they don't have any science behind it. We asked them. They don't have anything. We did open records request. But we didn't do an open records request on the science behind the testing, which is what Governor Abbott of Texas is basing all his mandates on, right? They get a new, you know, positive and you got it. You're testing positive. And if you listen to the talk shows too, even KLBJ, who I used to work for, God love them, they're nowhere close to. I mean, they are so hook, line, and sinker into this thing. And they have people, I mean, it's crazy what's going on in the Austin area. They have people opening schools with the kids. And if they get a couple people test positive, then they close the schools. I mean, they're still all believing that a positive test is a proof for a unique, virulent, communicable, potentially deadly virus, which it does not. But they believe that. And can you imagine keeping kids home because of just a false belief like that? How Orwellian that is? Do you know why? One of the reasons? Can you guess? Well, we're going to show you right here on One Radio Network. So if you are listening on audio, click on our video stream on the front page or on Facebook or on YouTube, because we want you to see, we're going to do a little clip. Okay, let me do this. Come on. We think that these far infrared saunas that we've been promoting for such a very long time, over 12 years, would be right up there with an investment in your health along with the hydrogen machine. Right up there. Matter of fact, if you only have a grand to spend, I'd do that. I would do the sauna. I don't know. Or save up another and get the hydrogen. I don't know, up to you. But these saunas are so important to get rid of the toxins. This was Lee Cowden talking about saunas in general, not ours, a few months ago. Lisa wants to know, what does Dr. Cowden think about the far infrared saunas that Patrick is always talking about for detox?
Yeah, I like infrared saunas, near infrared and far infrared both. So those help to shake loose from our cells the toxins that are trapped inside our cells, and they go into the extracellular space. If you're working on your lymphatic system, then the toxins that are in the extracellular space will go into the lymphatic vessels and travel back to the central circulation and be pumped by the heart through the kidneys and into the urinary bladder and toilet, or through the liver and the gallbladder and the bowel, and finally into the toilet. And so that is an excellent way to detoxify.
Thank you, Dr. Lee Cowden. He wasn't particularly promoting our specific sauna, per se, but it's certainly a good understanding. Is that like the specific ocean, Patrick? I know, he wasn't. But if you'd like to get one, the only way to get one at the best price ever is to email moi, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. $1,150 for the lower 48. For those of you in Portland, that does include Alaska or Hawaii. You don't have to wear a mask to order. Just email me. We are maskless in Seattle, and we'll take care of you. $1,150. No matter where you live, we can get you one, except Germany. I don't know why they won't ship them to Germany. I just haven't figured it out, and I just got to live with it. I just don't understand. But just email me. We can't put this price in print, so we just do it orally. Oratorily. Patrick@oneradionetwork.com. As we mentioned, one of the prize package bonanzas on first-time callers today, if you'll get in the drawing, is pine pollen, and it's on sale right now for a few more days. Yep, closing in. Been a great sale, one of the biggest sales of the year, and if you'd like to try it, And my fave, as I've mentioned, PINE20 is the promo code, PINE20. Click on One Radio Network, click on the Pine Survival link, PINE20. You have two tinctures to choose from, the Pine Pollen Gold and the Pine Pollen Pure Potency. Two of them. The Pure Potency's got a little more mojo and some extra stuff in there. It's a bit more expensive, but it's a good sale, 20% off. Pine 20, any Sir Thrival link. Through the 27th, OneRadioNetwork.com. That's us, in case you're lost.
Know the source. One Radio Network. Know the source.
The source.
OneRadioNetwork.com.
Is that like know the sauce? Know the sauce. It's a great thing for a spaghetti sauce company. You should have used that when we were selling mom's spaghetti sauce. By the way, if you want to taste my mom's spaghetti sauce, a little plug for the company that purchased the recipe. Gosh, how long has it been now? My goodness, can't be that long. Almost 20 years ago? Really? Is that possible? Yeah, I think so. They bought the recipe. And it's called Mom's Spaghetti Sauce. We only put out two or three of them, and they've got a bunch of different flavors now under the same brand. But the original one is basil and garlic, or just classic mom's spaghetti sauce. My mom's picture is on the label, and it's a lot of places, like Giant, I think, in Florida, you can find it. I know it's an HEB in Texas, and Safeway, and all the Whole Foods carry them. But you can find it if you'd like to try the spaghetti sauce where we built the whole company on, my mom's recipe. Very, very simple, incredible. Sauce was so good, it won the best spaghetti sauce at the International Fancy Food Show, I think 4 or 5 times. Is that crazy? In a big show. Whew. You should go there sometime. You want to have some fun. It's called the International Fancy Food Show at Jacobs Javits Center in New York. Well, New York is closed, so I don't know. They probably don't even do it there anymore. Have you seen some of the pictures up and down the streets of New York? What this fellow Cuomo is doing, and de Blasio, I can't believe it. How can you take one of the most vibrant cities in the world and crush it like that? Look at my sister. She's on there. What's she talking about? Yep, I read that. No. Hi, Doodles. Free, yeah. She is so silly. Hi, Mary. I'm going to have to delete these so I can get other. They only let you show 5 people when you're live, and I don't know why that is. My sister's listening. Hi, sweetie. I love you. I think she's up in Pittsburgh. She says hello, gorgeous. I'm pretty cute, aren't I? I take after you, sweetie. That's Mary. She is about 4 foot tall. No. Hope to see you soon, sweetie. Of course, I'm not going to fly any more longer, so Pennsylvania is a long way, right? We'll do something. Well, here's our phone number, and boy, we're looking for a first-time caller, so you can get in on the extravaganza. Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com is email if you're shy, and if you would like to call, 888-663-6386. So I was going to show you, give you my opinion, why things are as they are today. What? How's that possible? This is a scene from a movie. Called Network, 1976. That's 40 years ago. Paddy Chayefsky wrote this movie. I'll give you some more info on the movie. It's called Network. This is Peter Finch. And this is hilarious. 40 years ago, tell me Paddy Chayefsky wasn't smoking something or had an idea what was going on. Okay, I got it.
Edward George Ruddy died today. Edward George Ruddy was the chairman of the board of the Union Broadcasting Systems, and he died at 11 o'clock this morning of a heart condition, and woe is us. We're in a lot of trouble.
So, a rich little man with white hair died. What has that got to do with the price of rice, right? And why is that woe to us? Because you people and 62 million other Americans are listening to me right now. Because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. And that's why woe is us that Edward George Ruddy died. Because this company is now in the hands of CCA, the Communication Corporation of America. There's a new chairman of the board, a man called Frank Hackett, sitting in Mr. Ruddy's office on the 20th floor. And when the 12th largest company in the world controls the most awesome goddamn propaganda force in the whole godless world, who knows what shit will be peddled for truth on this network? So you listen to me. Listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. So if you want the truth, go to God. Go to your gurus. Go to yourselves. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. But man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you that Kojak always gets the killer and that nobody ever gets cancer in Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry, just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any shit you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off.
That's Peter Finch in the movie Network. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know. That, ladies and gentlemen, the jury, is why we have a COVID, whatever this is. Exactly, in my opinion, what he said. That's it. It's the only reason. Without TV, this would have just been another flu thing that came around in December and January, and nobody said anything about it. But with TV, anything is possible. You can sell whatever you want. Oh, Paddy Chayefsky, man, he was... I don't know much about this fellow that wrote that. I don't even know how to spell his name. C-H. Oh, here you go. American playwright. I'm not going to go to Wikipedia because it's so, man, it is like so globalist. American playwright, screenwriter, novelist. He's the only person to have won 3 solo Academy Awards for writing both adapted and original screenplays. He was the most renowned dramatist of the golden television age. Huh. He actually won an Academy Award for original screenplay network for that. Wow. Writers Guild of America Award, BAFTA Best Screenplay Award for The Hospital. Oh, I've never seen that, 73, The Hospital. I'm going to have to watch that. Oh, he wrote Marty. My goodness. Won an Academy Award for it. Great movie. Ernest Borgnine, and Frank Sinatra. I had no idea. Marty, Network, The Hospital. Born in 1944. Wonder if they have a biography of him. Wouldn't you just love just to read that to see where this fellow's coming from, you know? Like, whoa. Where are you coming from, man? How'd you figure that out? Okay. Let me go over here. Okay, in my opinion, one of the big things that are going on in our culture that's really keeping a lot of us sick and a lot of this stuff going on is this idea of separation. This gets a little spiritually geeky, but I think you'll enjoy it if you just hang tough with me. Because if you really go back to the way it is, you can kind of dig deep and say, whoa. Well, by the way, have some emails here. We're going to get to them. Let me do this one, and then we'll talk about this. So, this all started, this idea of separation, kind of back when religion started, really. This idea that God was up in the clouds with the beard thing and separate. And we know where that came from because there really are huge, I know this seems strange, but they're there, huge, I mean, just real, I mean, bigger than 48 buildings, godlike creatures on different levels of reality. I've read some things with, I've not seen it myself, but I've read some things with people who I really trust and really went to some of these planes, which you can go if you want. And St. Paul talked about it, if you're into the Bible thing, and he talked about the third heaven, where he saw God. And there's different beings on different planes, and they rule these planes, even though they're not Big Daddy, and Big Daddy is just peace, love, and hippie beats. He's not a person. But it's okay. But so that's where the idea, began, started. And then religions throughout time, forever, have talked about going way back that God is separate from us, right? and you pray to God, and you must fear God and that whole thing, and God's going to give you something, and if you're good, you'll get something. If you're bad, you'll get something, and all kinds of stuff. If you're bad, you go to hell. If you're good, you go to heaven, and, you know, on and on and on. But the idea of separation, in my opinion, is one of the biggest illusions ever, because in reality, my experience, can't prove it, but I don't need to, just my opinion and my experience, that there is no separation whatsoever between any of us, anything, the bees, the trees, the billy goats, the cows, you and me, you and your Uncle Harry, God, angels, stars. There just isn't. There just isn't. We are all part of all of it, and all of it is part of us. Now, that's a pretty big thing to put your head around, but this idea of separation is really driving humanity and has for a very long time. But it's beginning, in my opinion, to come to a head, and there's going to be a whole lot more people because of this nonsense going on today they're going to begin to understand that the only way out of the illusion of the matrix is to realize that we're a part of it, but we don't have to be, but we can't really fight it. And there's ways to engage in the spiritual warfare without creating more karma. So it's really curious, and it's so fun to think about. When you and I get a pain in our stomach or our neck or something, the immediate go-to thing that we've done probably for lifetimes is to think of, oh, my stomach hurts and it's down there, and maybe I'm up here and the body and, you know, and all this, you know, we talk about our stomach and how can I fix my stomach. And once we get into that model, and this is pretty geeky, but trust me, I'm right on this. I don't know how I see it. Is once we get into that model that the tummy or the pain is somehow separate from us that we have to fix, then the great illusion really begins. And that's what has brought us into putting our trust and our faith in someone else, mainly doctors, witch doctors and faith healers. And there are real healers out there who understand herbalism and understand that the body does the healing because we are the body, and then works with you on those levels. There are a lot of cool people like that. So we encourage you to find somebody like that. But other than that, to go after something and try to kill it, much like people are thinking in this terms of the corona. So this corona thing is probably the ultimate lie about being separate. Many people believe, and I am one, that these viruses, whatever they are everywhere, we're about 80% viruses, all of us, we all have them. They're all running around, they're in the air. And that we, by breathing, and Dr. Massey talked about this, and this was so cool this past week. Listen to that show. And he was talking all about the idea that it's actually been, they can prove it scientifically, that we are breathing out exosomes. We are breathing out information that we are breathing in, and we're sharing this information, and that's how we all become more immune to everything, because we are all, that's Doodle dear, see her back there, sometimes she does that when she's dreaming, see her back there, we're all sharing information with everyone on every level. Telepathically, spiritually, you know, that's the mental plane, and then spiritually, which is above. Hey, sweetie, it's okay. That's all right. It's okay. You're doing good. I'm right here. Having a little dream and going, oop. Probably chasing a rabbit. Or the rabbit's chasing her. So these exosomes, are, we are breathing these out and breathing them in all the time. And everybody's sharing them with everybody. Trees and animals and fishes and everybody. And this is how we are evolving. And Dr. Massey argued if we would just leave everything alone and not try to kill stuff or block stuff or quarantine stuff, we would all get stronger and stronger and stronger. Sure, when, you know, people are always going to leave their bodies. They're always going to die. They do it every day. It's part of life. So don't go by how many people die every day. People leave their bodies, what we call translate, or die, or pass on, all the times. Millions every day on planet Earth, right? I don't know how many. And we, in my experience, we all choose something. When we're ready to go spiritually, we all create something so the body goes. So we go, you know, we leave because it's our time. And then at the same time when we're getting ready to leave, we generally are creating something in the body so the doctors can put something on the death certificate. High blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, heart attack, whatever, cancer. But we've created those things because that's what we created on the way out. But we don't have to do that. We can just stick around and not have any diseases until we just really just get tired. Whatever, 80, 90, 100, 250, I don't know. Who knows? And then we just say, you know, I'm really bored. I'm out of here. And then you just leave your body. You don't have to go to the doctor and have somebody try to save you. It's just a natural way to go. So all of this killing cancer and killing a virus and blocking a virus, and the corona is deadly, and it's all just made up. It's all made up. Now, is it possible that there is some biological, made in the lab virus that some people released that is in the milieu? How do you say it? Milieu of things. I don't know. I don't know. Could be. Possible. But even then, if we're getting all the things coming in and out, detoxing and nothing like that's gonna hurt. And even the people that have experienced this alleged bioweapon, not 90% of them don't die. And so I don't think we're ever going to know the real story. Ever. Just like we're never going to know all the people involved with shooting JFK or Bobby Kennedy or who killed John Jr. But it doesn't matter. I mean, God will take care of all that stuff. Not our business. So will we ever know really what the... Maybe. But it doesn't matter. The important thing is that you are thinking on your own and you are navigating whatever this thing is the very best you can without being separate from those who are doing it. And that's a tricky one because, I mean, you watch this film that we can't say the name because they'll croak us. You know, you watch that and you'll probably want to go, oh man, Bill Gates, what a jerk. Well, I'll tell you, he's part of us. We're part of him. Hi, sweetie, lay down. So I wouldn't do that. Stay out of his way. You don't have to love, yeah, I don't know. Do what you want. But you give him bad juju and you just create it for yourself. So this whole separation thing is an optical collusion. And then you see what's going on in our culture with the Black Lives Matter thing and, you know, the Never Trumpers and the Trumpers and vaxxers and anti-vaxxers and whatever. It's just separate, black and white. Just keep separating people. And, the people in this drama, they want you and I to fight with each other. That's what they want. So I encourage you when you're on Facebook, other places, chat rooms, you know, out to dinner with family, let people say their thing and say, I understand. You know, when you get in the mud with them and you'll just be in the mud. Really takes a lot of focus. You know what I mean? Phew. But we're learning. And we all forget. It's okay. Cecilia is writing in this morning on Open Phone and Email Friday. By the way, our number is 888-663-6386. First-time caller, you get into our drawing and you can maybe win a couple things. First show in September. But second time, third time, fourth time, call up and say hi. I get tired of talking. I'm sure you get tired of hearing, listening. Have you spoken about how we can do our own water to heal when we can't afford the machine? Is there anyone I can search to look on how to? Oh, you're talking about the hydrogen. Oh, the AquaCure. Yeah, you don't have to search. You know, I can just tell you exactly how to do it. And trust me, Cecilia, when I tell you it's no more complicated than this. It'll be too simple. You probably won't buy it, but I'll try. You can simply get the best water you can, distill it, and put some minerals in there. Do everything you can physically just to juice it up. And do it with love and focus. And that alone is going to make that water very, very powerful. And then you do some miracles. Yep. You can put your hands on the water, and you can infuse in that water exactly what you want it to do. You do that every day. The more you do it, the more you believe it. The more you believe it, the more it works. The more you don't doubt it. And you'll see when you do this, but it takes focus and it takes a lot every day, that all of the subconscious, meaning simply just means ideas in your consciousness that are not conscious, they're subconscious. It's not a spooky place, but it's just ideas that you have maybe brought in from other lifetimes in this lifetime and saying, you can't do that. Oh, that's stupid. What are you, crazy? Those will come up while you're doing it. And you got to say, well, I don't believe that. And then once you work through those, you'll not have one doubt in your mind. And you'll just can go on the rest of your life. Jesus did it. You can do it. You're him, he's you. That's all you got to do. Adam says, looking forward to reading your screenplay. MySpace and LiveJournal still exist. Oh, do they really still? Do people still do that? Wow. Do you recall the natural sources of vitamin C Ray Pete mentioned he prefers that over the lab manufactured? And does he drink raw milk? No, he doesn't drink raw milk. I don't think he has access to it. I don't think he really cares much about it. He's just a milk drinker. I would suspect he gets organic, but I don't know. I get the raw goat's milk to the emailer and I boil it first. The Ayurveda people say that it's easier to digest raw milk when you boil it first. Seems kind of weird where you're getting rid of the enzymes, but that's what they say. Dr. Cowden, if you go to our website on One Radio Network, click on the Dr. Cowden powders, and on his website you will find a new product that's a liposomal, which is very powerful, but it's all from food. Organically grown amla berries with their full complement of ascorbic acid, bioflavonoids, and minerals. No other liposomal C product can even remotely make this claim. By the way, if you're a Marley Robbins fan, he contends that all of the ascorbic acid, even the liposomal vitamin C in the little packets that are very dangerous. Makes a pretty good case. Listen to the last show we did with Marlin. He's going to be coming on soon. The base is organically grown sunflower lecithin, distilled water, organically derived cane spirits. Each bottle is handmade in a small lab rather than a large factory. Amla berries, liposomal. I want to get some. That's on Dr. Cowan's website. Click on through there on the powders. I think you'll be able to get to it. If not, just go to drtomcowan.com. But click on through us. Maybe we'll get a little commission on that. I'm not sure. Adam says that every corona has a silver lining. It's time to put an end to government education. John Taylor Gatto and even Illich would agree. David Farragut fought his first naval battle at 10 and commanded his first ship from South America to Boston at 12. Let's set our children free. Who's David Farragut? Oh, I don't know. How does that tie into that? Oh, that's because they don't teach you that at home or at school. Alf writes in, oh, that we started using our hydrogen machine. Do a little plug here. In July 2019, about a year ago, maybe 3 weeks in, I noticed a brown melanoma. My right temple was gone. Whoa. I used to occasionally put a face cloth on my head and hold it in place, walking around the house with a face cloth and a, not very cool. He says, I got rid of some acute pain in my wife's knee. You got rid of it in your wife's knee? By putting a folded face cloth over it, then soaking that with the water and putting a bread bag with the bottom cuff on it to run the hydrogen in there. Yeah, you can do a little bag on thing. He says, my hair is turning black to its original blonde, turning back to its original blonde from the roots out. My wife's hair is turning back to brown, which is the original color before it turned black and then gray. It also seems to have reduced her allergies significantly, but other things may have contributed to that. We use a lot. He's got a whole thing. This guy's totally anal sphincter about it, really keeping track of all how much he uses it. We started off using 40% with no gradual workup. Had no problems. Tried 50% and felt high as a kite the first and second time. So you have a way to control how much percentage of hydrogen you're going to put in there. So this is from Alan. Yeah, baby, I'm loving mine, and I've been using it a lot because it's so convenient when I'm working on the screenplay. Right there. But I like to do it in the morning. What you can do is you get it going, go ahead and bubble your water so you get your first quart going. And then take that out, and then, or you can, and you can rebound or exercise while you're breathing it. And just breathe it as much as you can. I think there's going to really be some fun things. We're not making any claims, but try it. You'll like it. Try it. You'll like it. Use promo code 1RADIO, get a 10% discount, lifetime warranty, and a 1 year money back warranty. That's pretty cool. No questions asked. Can you imagine that? I mean, who's going to do that? 6 months, you say, this thing's not doing anything for me. I'm going to send it back. I think George said his return rate is way less than 1%. Pretty cool. So, my feeling on this 5G thing is that if we really understand it and keep experiencing things and thinking about how this might work with us passing on exosomes and also internally, telepathically, helping our cells to change to protect us from the 5G, I think that we're just not going to have to worry about it. But as we're doing it, there are tools to help us as we learn about this and get a little better at it that can help protect us and help our body, and this is one of them. We're talking with Brandon Amalani about his great product, the Blue Shield. And the Blue Shield is the main product is a cube, and it doesn't block the EMFs as some people think, right, Brandon?
That's correct. It doesn't. It's really about the communication of the device and the body. And what we figured out is how to communicate with the body and amp it up. So it's affecting the cell voltage. It's affecting the intercellular communication. And the most important part is that it's getting the body to stop fighting the EMF, which are repetitive signals in the environment. They're non-native, they're man-made, and the body raises white blood cell counts and attacks it like it's a virus, essentially.
That's interesting. That's very, very different technology from most units around.
Oh yeah, absolutely. This uses multiple scalar outputs, and it's really innovative, the scalar realm, because it's using crystal photonics or light to basically do this digital signaling that creates these longitudinal waves that move through time space and affect the subatomic structures between atoms. So as it moves and passes through your body, it's literally affecting the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual components of what we're made up of.
Well, as you can hear, this is interesting technology, very different. And working on the cells in the body. The Blue Shield, it's on our website, front page, use promo code ONERADIO, little cube, take care of the whole house. They also have a little personal guy you can put in your pocket or purse. Blue Shield, promo code ONERADIO, oneradionetwork.com.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on oneradionetwork.com.
All right, fun seekers, open phone and email Friday. No calls yet. What's up? What's up? Chop, chop. Oh. Just having a little walnut there. Man, I so like doing the solar nutrition thing that Adam teaches. If you haven't tried it, really, go to Adam's blog and just read up on some of the concepts behind nuts and fruits. And morning foods, tree foods in the morning, apples, more viney things like cucumbers, tomatoes, meat during the day. This is very simplistic, but root vegetables, beets and carrots, asparagus and eggs. I don't know why eggs are night, but eggs you can eat. Well, you can eat anything you want. At night, and play around with that, and you can get Adam's book, Chronobiotic Nutrition, Yes, No, Maybe, Chronobiotic Nutrition, on his websites. He's got two of them, SunSync Nutrition and SolarTiming.com. I think the SolarTiming.com, isn't Adam where you get the book, and you get the hardcover, and really, read that, and you'll like it. Just read that. You'll like it. But try it. I think your body will really get used to having these foods at this particular time, and you won't even want them after a while. You know, eating a nut at night just didn't even, like, your body just kind of is geared up for the nuts. And I've got my little tray of organic selenium nuts. Brazil nuts and walnuts. Hi, Patrick. I was wondering if you've heard anybody or read anything about your organic sulfur assisting to treat COVID. I take it daily and have been looking for science about it, but have found none. I mean, sulfur is really good. It helps to detoxify stuff out of the body, increases glutathione, and sure. So if there's something out there running around that you believe is running around, yeah, I mean, take it, keep taking it. It's a great product. I think you'll feel better taking this sulfur. We've been promoting and taking it for many years. It's a great product. But to actually hone in on something called COVID, you know, I don't think so. I mean, anything's possible. Fred writes in from Oakview, California. I was listening to your show with Mark Serkis, and you discussed about EWOT, exercise with oxygen training. I also heard what Dr. Pete had to say, and I did not get the impression that Dr. Pete was familiar with using oxygen while exercising. I have had an EWOT system for a couple of years now, and I really love it. I'm about the same age as you. I don't have an age, do I? Oh, you have the same revolutions as me? I'm just kidding. I always feel much better after using it. I think the key factor is when CO2 levels have been increased, there's a greater demand for oxygen. I think that's true. something like that. But in the past, there was no way to provide oxygen in high quantities under those circumstances. If you decide to revisit the purchase, I suggest checking out the ones from this website. You know what, and I appreciate it. Boy, if this is feeling good to you, Fred, man, do it. Go for it. You're doing fine. I'm not saying that what you're saying is wrong. I really did quite a bit of research because I bought the whole EWOT thing, and I bought the bag from breathing.com from Mike, and nice guy. And but I found a study which is really curious. I found a study that was only a year old, and it was over in Sweden, Finland, something like that. And they really wanted to get to the bottom of this exercise with oxygen thing. And these people were geeky. I mean, they were, man, Fred and other people, they got into it. And they were double blind, placebo things. I mean, really well controlled. And all kinds of docs were involved in it. And they were even taking tissue samples. I'm serious. They were taking tissue samples and blood samples and stuff. So this was not some bunch of chumps trying to prove EWOT was good or bad. But at the end of the day, after this whole thing, it showed that these people doing bikes for long distances and all this, doing oxygen, had extremely very little benefit. It was almost indiscernible. And then they cautioned about some possible downsides from doing the oxygen, a la Adam Bergstrom and Ray Pete. So that kind of cinched it for me, and I only did it like two or three times, so it's no real, I just got over it pretty quick. But, you know, I'm sure you're fine. If you like it, you'll be fine. But maybe you'll write in or call in next time Dr. Pete is on and ask him specifically about that. Or next time Adam's on too, which will be a couple weeks. And we'll dig into it more. Hello, I was wondering if you still work with George Wiseman, AquaCure machine. I don't see the ad on your front page anymore. I was wondering. Yeah, you know, what happens is if you have the ad blocker thing, it's some of the ads won't show up. Most, you know, the ad blocker is really for these strange places that have these ads popping up all over. Crazy. We just have the ads down the front on the right side, and we put a few of them in the show pages. So I'd appreciate it if you turn off that ad blocker thing for our website, and you can do it on our website so you'd see the things that this is how we make a living, and so you don't miss anything that you might want to get. So I have ad blocker on, and I can see all the ads on our front page, but some people can't. So you might consider that. I don't think we're going to do a thing where we say, would you please turn off your ad block? I don't want to do all that. But I think they're good for the people, as they say, like newspapers, or they have these things splashing all over. You can't even read the article. Sometimes I'll go and click on an article and they say, turn off your ad blocker. So I'll go in there and turn it off for that page. And all of a sudden, the whole page is nothing but ads flashing. I mean, you can't even read the article. There's no way we'd ever do that. But if you could just turn it off for us, and I think you can do it permanently, so you might see something that you want to get. But if not, it's fine. We'll do fine. Shira writes in, what happened to Shira? Did I lose her? My mouse attacked me, sorry. Here it is. Patrick, do you have any ideas for persistent rash around the mouth? Now several months, redness, itching, dryness, small painful cuts to corners of the mouth. Oh. This is Shira. Look at it. She's 86. God love you. Still med-free, disease-free, very active, omnivore, gluten-free, organic supplements, and mostly whole food, 5 feet high, 104 pounds, dentures. I know that skin conditions are tricky to diagnose, even in person. Thank you so much for any directions. Well, God love you. Here's a gal. But I got some ideas, Shira, on this one. And I think this is close. The mouth is part of the whole gut. The mouth's all the way till the anus. Can you say anus on the radio?
Anus.
I used, people told me years ago that corners of the mouth, and Adam may have some ideas for you, is the duodenum. Duodenum, is that the thing that goes from the, been so long, from the stomach to the small intestine, the duodenum? Duodenum one? No, they call it the duodenum. Or is it from the small intestine to the large? It's one of those. So that could be an irritation there. And it's sure just all the stuff around the mouth is something that is going on in your gut. So a couple things you can do is do a little food journal and start deleting potential foods that you say, well, maybe sometimes I don't feel as snappy as I could after eating this. Maybe you're eating something that's just not happy in your system. That's usually the number one thing, Shira. And then topically, I would suggest a little plug for us. And I think I finally got this up. Did I? Gosh, who knows? I know Sharon sent it to me. No, I don't have it. Didn't put it up yet. Anyway, it's the Stockton Aloe 1. Yeah. And I think you'll have a really nice experience with that. You can go on One Radio Network, order a couple of half gallons, and start drinking 2 or 3 ounces of this pure aloe every day. And I can't do medical claims, or won't, but I suspect your little tummy, your intestines, and all will get settled down and cooled down. It's usually a hot thing, kind of a hot, which is an inflammation, you know, gets red and it gets hot, and it's showing itself like here, and I know it can be real painful. So I would do castor oil all over your lips. That'll help to heal that, but that would just be topically. Or you could do castor oil too. Bake some castor oil every day. That could go down there and help heal it. So I would work with castor oil and our Stockton Aloe 1 first and see if that doesn't help. God love you. Med-free, disease-free, very active, omnivore, gluten-free, organic, 104 pounds. Isn't that great? Shira. If you're listening, Shira, where do you live? I want you to call. I want to talk to you. This is Open Phone Friday, OneRadioNetwork.com. My name is Patrick Timpone. If you'd like to call, we're into it. 888-663-6386. Open Phone Friday. This is from Rhonda.